Okay, it's time to get up. Because I'm recording now, okay? Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to read you some interesting facts. Okay?
Okay.
Good morning, by the way.
Good morning.
Did you know Chuck E. Cheese's official backstory is that he's an orphaned mouse who doesn't know his own birthday? And to make up for never having a birthday party of his own, he hosts parties for children, and his middle name is Entertainment.
No.
Yeah.
Really?
That's the official backstory. Didn't you ever read it when you went in there?
No.
When you were searching for kids? Okay. All right, how about this? Nearly 70% of Icelanders have Costco memberships, and there's only one Costco in the whole country. What the hell?
Why? That's weird.
Why? What do you mean, why? What part of why?
70%?
70% of the country. It's not a big country.
Oh.
There's really only one really big town there. Reykjavik, the capital. I wonder what the other 30% do. They just go to, like, Arco.
Dollar General.
Okay, listen to this. After Beethoven went deaf, he realized that he could attach a metal rod to his piano and bite down on while he played, allowing him to hear pitch through the vibrations in his jawbone. This is called bone conduction.
Whoa, that's neat.
Pretty cool, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, welcome back to our podcast, folks. It's Tuesday afternoon. We're out here at Laguna Del Topless. And today's episode is just strange facts. It's just devoted to strange facts. I'll get back on to the story thread next week, maybe. If you're good, if you're nice, if you subscribe more. You're not subscribing enough. Okay. Check this out. Are you awake? Yeah, don't be falling asleep. It's getting better. Do you want any coffee?
Sure.
You want mango? No, my intestines hurt. Your intestines hurt? Okay. Here, you got to split this with me.
Well, I got the one in here. Let me see how sweet it is.
How sweet it is. Where is it? In your suitcase?
Yeah.
Your coffee's in your suitcase? Mm-hmm. There's a fridge right there. Okay. Next interesting fact. The Navajo have a tradition. I'm going to learn Navajo, by the way.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. After I finish learning French, so I can speak with French Canadians. The Navajo have a tradition around celebrating a baby's first laugh. Around 3 months, they watch the baby closely for that first real giggle. There it is. The person who has the good fortune of eliciting that first laugh is then responsible for throwing a party.
Oh, really?
That's a fact. I'm not throwing a party for some baby just sitting there, just drooling all over himself. Okay. Your intestine. Is it your diverticulitis?
I don't know.
Is it from the same pain you had yesterday?
Yeah. It feels exactly the same.
Maybe you should have that looked at.
Yeah.
Did you you know in 1978, rock band Aerosmith paid approximately $4,200 to bail out every single fan that was arrested when cops invaded the crowd on a pot bus during one of their concerts?
No. That's weird.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm awake.
You're awake? After visiting a prison in Norway that treated prisoners humanely, a warden from North Dakota went back and reformed a prison based on Norway's model. It later saw sharp decline in violence against inmates and threats against staff. In 1970, a gay man discovered a loophole in Minnesota law that said gay marriage wasn't explicitly illegal, as long as officials allowed it. He then changed his name legally from Jack to Pat Lynn and fooled officials into thinking he was a woman, successfully getting a gay marriage license.
Wow.
There you go. See, there's a chance, there's even hope for you.
Okay. Because I want to get married.
To a man. In 1493, Columbus mistook manatees for mermaids and wrote, "They are not so beautiful as they are said to be, for their faces had some masculine traits." It's one ugly mermaid.
That was weird.
Of course, this is the guy that thought he found America, or was looking for the West Indies and ran into America. Okay. Eagles can spot something the size of a rabbit from more than 3 miles away.
What?
They see more colors than humans. And also see in the UV range of light, allowing them to see the urine trail of prey. Whoa. You know what would be cool is to invent a color. How cool would that be?
Mm-hmm.
I bounced that idea off Liam, and he said, "Well, yeah, okay." But he goes, "But they've already all been discovered." No, they haven't.
Why?
Because eagles can see. They can see more colors than humans.
Oh.
So there's other colors out there that exist that we don't see.
Weird.
Yeah. I'm gonna invent brown. It's kind of like brown and orange. It's brown. In the movie Home Alone, the producers thought it would be too mean to use a real girl for the pick of Buzz's unattractive girlfriend. So they used the art director's son. They put a wig on the art director's son.
Oh my God.
Pick of Buzz's unattractive girlfriend. Scientists grew trees in a sealed biosphere and couldn't work out why they fell over before they matured. Oh, I've heard this before. They eventually figured out whilst they provided the perfect growing environment, it was lacking wind, which provides the stress to ensure the trees grew strong enough to support themselves.
Wow.
See? You need conflict in your life. You need resistance. It's what makes you sharp and it's what makes you focused, you know? Like the drip of water on a boulder that eventually sharpens that boulder, you know?
Yeah.
It's just a constant. It's fascinating, huh? You all right? 1993, a South Korean professor successfully built and tested a self-driving car which traveled more than 300 kilometers from Seoul to Busan on the most heavily traveled expressway in South Korea. The government saw no future in the tech and cut funding to his research.
Wow.
Go get a real job, you hack.
Pretty much.
I know there's a electric car company in Fremont that's hiring. I don't know, maybe they'll take you. Uruguay's Laguna Garzon Bridge splits into a circle so drivers can slow down and enjoy the view. It also prevents head-on collisions and creates a walkway for pedestrians. Well, that's pretty
interesting.
To prevent tourists from stealing their beer glasses, some bars in Belgium require people to hand over one of their shoes as a deposit, which is then put in a basket and hung from the ceiling. These shoe baskets have also become an attraction. Dang. People just swiping beer mugs. Vince Coleman, a train dispatcher for the Canadian Government Railway, sacrificed his life to warn an incoming train of an imminent explosion. His telegraph said, "Hold up the train. Ammunition ship afire in harbor making for Pier 6 and will explode. Guess this will be my last message. Goodbye, boys." He saved 300 lives.
Wow.
Good for Vince Coleman. Then he went on to be a outfielder for the St. Louis Cardinals and broke the all-time rookie record for stolen bases at 110, which was previously held by Ricky Henderson. Just kidding. There's a guy named Vince Coleman who played for the for the Cardinals as a rookie.
I was gonna say he looks old.
Yeah. Good ball player, though, Vince Coleman. Dessert stomach is a real thing. Your gut expands upon contact with sugar and therefore makes room for dessert even after having the feeling of being full. Oh, geez. I never heard of that. Dessert stomach, that's no good. A Japanese ice cream company created a 60-second commercial to publicly apologize for raising prices by 9 cents of their ice cream bars for the first time in 25 years. There's just a massive revolt. They're like, what? I'm going to kill you. In 2007, Scotland spent 6 months of research and $160,972 to create a new slogan that would boost tourism. They came up with, "Welcome to Scotland."
Really?
Pretty catchy. That was money well spent. Never would have come up with that one. In Australia, when it gets very hot, the nectar in sunflowers ferments and turns into alcohol. Bees that get drunk from the nectar are not allowed back in their hive. Guard bees keep them out to prevent them from making the nectar into alcoholic honey.
Weird.
Like, you go home and sleep it off, Ted. Marie Curie, the first woman to win a Nobel Prize, the first person to win twice, and the only person to win a Nobel Prize in two different sciences, couldn't legally attend college, so she did it illegally, going to what was known as the Flying University, a secret organization. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You're not allowed, because you're a female, and you got different hormones. You're not allowed to learn. You're dumb. You stay dumb. The nerve endings in your rectal area help distinguish the difference between farts and poop. But sometimes those nerves get confused. Oh, Jesus. That's when you poop your pants. Nokubonga Kampi became known as the Lion Mama in South Africa after she killed one of three men raping her daughter and wounded the other. She was charged with murder, but after a public outcry, the prosecution was halted, and she was able to focus her efforts on her daughter's recovery.
Mm-hmm.
Damn. Research has found that dogs really like the silly, high-pitched voice their owners use to talk to them. Dogs do fake, like, stuff. Like, they fake for sympathy. They're not as dumb as people think. Dogs are bomb. You gotta buy dogs. They give away cats. The reason why you wake up just before your alarm clock goes off is because your body doesn't like being interrupted. Waking up gradually is a natural part of the sleep cycle. Your body releases hormones to prepare for the stress of waking, and an alarm clock will interrupt that. Mm. So if you have a regular schedule, your body learns what time the alarm goes off and begins the process of waking up earlier.
Weird.
Fascinating. See, nature, you just gotta let nature happen, you know? Mm-hmm. You can't force it. You can't change things based on what you think is the perceived way to do it. In 1915, Cecil Chubb bought the Stonehenge. Bought the Stonehenge at an auction.
Really?
For £6,600 as a present for his wife, who was not pleased with the gift because she wanted him to buy a set of curtains instead.
Oh, wow.
In 1918, Mr. Chubb donated the Stonehenge to the nation with the condition that the locals shall have free access to the premises. And for outsiders, the entry fee should never exceed 1 shilling.
How much is that?
Well, it's 1 penny. Well, because I think Stonehenge is free. It's just way out in the middle of a field, but
mm-hmm.
That's interesting though that you could just buy it. You know, like they were just selling Stonehenge at an auction. Right. All these random monolithic stone figures sitting in a field are up for auction. I'll take it, said Cecil, for £6,600. His wife's like, I told you to go buy curtains and you bought this strange Druidian formation that was made by ancient clerics. Where's my curtains? Oh, here you go, sugar. There's a sport called extreme ironing where people go to remote places and iron their clothes. That's badass. That's so cool.
That's so weird.
On next week's extreme ironing, we're going to the Himalayas. There are libraries around the world in which you can check out humans as a living book and listen to the stories. Oh, I've read this before. There's this people just hanging out. There's like, well, that looks like an interesting person that's going to tell me some stories. I think it's just some like, looks like a mm-hmm. Tibetan monk there. He's just like, yeah. And when we were invaded by the Chinese, Joseph Strauss, the chief engineer of the Golden Gate Bridge, my second favorite civil engineering piece of work, was concerned with his worker safety. He required that a net be installed beneath the Golden Gate Bridge during construction. This net saved a total of 19 lives. Yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy. All right, good luck, guys. In December 1952, Albert Gunton, a London city bus driver, found himself driving his route crossing Tower Bridge when the bridge began to rise to allow a ship to pass. He made a split-second decision to accelerate the double-decker bus and jump the gap. He was later rewarded with a 10-pound bonus. I'm calling bullshit on that. Why would they I don't get that. Give him a 10-pound... Get him a 10-pound bonus for making that jump. Paper cuts are so painful because at a microscopic level, paper is actually quite rough and knife makes a straight cut. Mm-hmm. But paper acts like a saw blade and does more damage to cells and nerve endings. Paper also leaves behind tiny fibers and chemical residues, irritating the wound even more. Ugh. Oh, I've read this one before. A floating British base was abandoned until a rogue DJ moved there. He declared the floating fortress the Principality of Sealand. He raised a flag, named himself Prince and his wife Princess. Sealand without court challenge, withstood court challenges and remains an independent nation to this day. Huh? There you go. It just looks like a helipad. You're more likely to be bitten by a chihuahua than a pit bull.
Really?
I believe that. In 2013, a dad in China hired gamers to kill his son in video games so that son would start looking for a job and get a life. Oh, God. All right. Look, here's what you got to do. This little asshole, you gotta kill him because he's just been sitting around stinking up the joint. Traffic jams would be greatly reduced if people stopped tailgating. 2017 right. Research from MIT shows that if we all kept an equal distance between both the car in front of and the car behind us, like how birds fly in flocks, we would get to our destinations nearly twice as fast. That's true. I've always believed that if you're in like a turn lane, you know, mm-hmm. and when the light turns green, if everybody went at the same time, they'd all move at the same time, right?
Yeah.
But there's a delay. It's a chain reaction. One guy goes, the other guy's alerted, the second guy's alerted, then he goes, third guy's alerted, then he goes. But if y'all move at once, you go at the same time that the guy in front goes, even if you're 11th in line. Just physics, man. Just science, man. In 2006, Bill Murray accepted an invitation to a college party in the Scottish town of St. Andrews. After a round of golf, he showed up, drank their vodka, did all the dishes, and left.
He did all the dishes?
Yeah. That's classic. That's so funny. Drank their vodka, did all their dishes, and left.
Yeah.
That's so funny. There was a man so dedicated to April Fools, he flew hundreds of tires into a dormant volcano in Alaska and set them on fire, fooling the local populace and Coast Guard into thinking the volcano was active.
Oh my gosh.
Jesus. In a private ceremony, in a private cemetery in small town Arkansas, a woman named Ruth Coker Burks cared for hundreds of dying people, many of them gay men who had been abandoned by their families. She buried more than 36 of them herself after their families refused to claim their bodies during the height of the AIDS epidemic. Dang. That's kind of brutal. In 2006, a 5-year-old called 911 after his mother collapsed in her bedroom. After asking him to put an adult on the phone and assuming it was a prank, the operator hung up on the kid. After 3 hours, the boy called again, and another operator told him to stop prank calling and sent police to the home. The police arrived shortly after and found the mother of 10 dead. Brutal. Cassowary meat is so tough that people were told to cook it with a stone in the pot. When the stone is ready to eat, so is the cassowary. Oh my God. After Martin Luther King was killed in 1968, his funeral was held at Morehouse College in Atlanta, Georgia. A small group of current students were chosen to be ushers for his funeral. One of those ushers was Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. That dude's been in everything, literally. A baby elephant struck by a motorbike while crossing a road in Thailand survived after reviving by an off-duty rescue worker, Mana Srivate. Mr. Mana has been a rescue worker for 26 years, and the elephant was the only victim he had ever managed to revive through CPR.
Jesus. He didn't save anybody else.
He's just the shittiest EMT ever. A bear brutally attacked a 42-year-old Russian fisherman, but he was suddenly saved when the ringtone his granddaughter set on his mobile phone went off and Justin Bieber's baby sent the bear running back to the woods.
Oh my gosh.
Baby, 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 ooh. All right, two more weird facts. In 2011, to promote the Smurfs movie, Sony temporarily painted the traditional Pueblo Blanco town of Juscar, Spain, to a bright blue. Though it was meant to be a temporary publicity stunt, the change significantly boosted tourism in the area. The residents were so happy with the increase in tourism that they voted to keep their village blue permanently.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? And finally, an American POW was nicknamed the Incredibly Stupid One by his Vietnamese captors. Upon returning to the U.S., he provided the names of over 200 prisoners of war, which he had memorized to the tune of Old MacDonald Had a Farm. Wow. See? It's just little stories like that. You never knew. And this guy, he's probably singing that song the whole time as he was sitting in his bamboo cage. And what he was really doing was remembering those guys' names. Well, that's the end of the podcast today. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a weird fact day. So, I hope it made your day a little more interesting. And I hope you have great success today. And, hit the subscribe button, and I love you all. Bye.
On today's episode, I walk you through how to be the most interesting person in the room. That's right. It's Random Fact Day. So, in a vain attempt to sound interesting, I've spliced together several little clips of just strange and trivial information. Much like when Hunter S. Thompson had to get some kind of results turned in for his deadline, and he was off in some godforsaken place scrambling for any kind of intelligible, you know, signs of success or progress in the story that he was writing, he would simply just rip pages out of a phone book and then fax them over to Rolling Stone. And this is much what I did today, but in a more cohesive, interesting way, so that when you go to that awful party on the weekend, as the pandemic starts to subside, and you want to not be a wallflower, you want to walk in with that, you know, that well-groomed mustache and that interesting hat that opens conversations. This episode is for you. Some really, you know, and you can just kind of comb through them, you know, gleam the ones you deem, you know, interesting, less interesting, weird, sad, happy. You know, there's a little bit of everything for you. So sit back and enjoy. All right. And then hit the subscribe button. Or don't. I don't even care.